Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Greg, I've always been a cherry lover. You know, an important part of my childhood was spent in Traverse City.
Michigan.
The cherry capital of the world, they call themselves. But you know what? We had a black cherry tree in our yard, a sweet cherry tree, but they don't grow sweet cherries up there. It's red cherry country. But out here in Montana, we're black cherry or sweet cherry country,
right?
Largely from the Flathead region. I always assumed that you couldn't make a cherry pie with anything but red cherries, you know, sour cherries.
You can make a pie with the Bing cherries, the
but
Lamberts.
But how would that
you know?
Be? How would that work? Wouldn't it be too sweet?
No, it wouldn't be too sweet. First of all, the cherries have a built-in sweetness already.
Yes, they do.
So you don't have to add that much sugar to them when you put them into a pie. I'm going to be talking about what has become very common today called a slab pie.
Slab pie.
This is a pie that you bake in a big sheet pan.
Oh, I see.
Or a jelly roll pan. It's shallow. It's about an inch thick.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty much enough to just have one layer of fruit. You're not going to have 2 or 3 inches of fruit. A typical pie will have 2 inches of fruit after all the baking and the settling. But this is 1 inch or so of fruit. It will require not very much sugar. Let's talk dimensions. If you're doing a 15.5 by 10.5 by 1 inch jelly roll pan, which is a very peculiar measurement, or you're doing a half sheet pan, which is a larger jelly roll pan, that is reported as being 18 by 12 or 17 by 11, depending whether you measure the inside dimension or the outside dimension. You need a lot of dough. You need a lot of pastry. What I would do is make enough pastry for a double crust pie, and then I could roll it out into this big rectangle and then fit it into the pan.
Yeah.
Trim off the excess, and then you have your pan lined with a fairly thin layer of pastry. If you want to make a cherry slab pie, what I would do at this point, because the fresh cherries are going to have juice, is I would sprinkle some finely ground almonds on the bottom, and that'll soak up any juices.
Yeah.
Okay. Flavor the fruit with a little bit of lemon juice and also some sugar.
Yeah.
And that you will have to determine on your own. And you will also have to determine whether or not you want to add any thickener.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to add thickener, I would mix in a little bit of cornstarch, not too much, with your sugar. And then for the lemon juice, you know what I would do? I would just kind of squeeze it over the top once you've gotten your cherries into your bowl.
The cherries in it.
I like almond with cherries as well. Let's say I have my pitted cherries, and we can talk about pitting cherries too. Have your pitted cherries in a bowl. You could mix in the sugar and the cornstarch, a bit of almond extract, put it into your unbaked crust, squeeze of lemon juice on top of that. You probably need some extra pie dough, either to make a lattice top or to cover the top completely. All you would need maybe would be little rounds of dough trimmings.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
you know,
that'd be cool.
That you could lay on top and then brush them with water and then sprinkle with sugar so you have nice little crispy rounds. And then you put it in a 375 oven or 400 degree oven and then bake away until everything's done. In terms of pitting cherries, I've seen pitters where you do one cherry at a time, and this is absolutely not acceptable.
Not for that many cherries.
Not for that many cherries. So what I have is called a cherry stoner, and I clamp it to the side of a table, and it's got a hopper. You put stemmed cherries into the hopper. At the other end, you put a pan on your table to collect the pitted cherries. There's a plunger, and you go plunge, 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 plunge. With each plunge, automatically the next cherry goes in to be pitted.
Works like a charm.
I still have to check the cherries anyway to make sure that...
Yeah, you got to check
them. Because sometimes there's a renegade pit that doesn't want to be liberated.
Yeah, you don't want to be biting into that one. Bad for your fillings.
So sweet cherries definitely have a place in pies.
Well, I assume, however, they would not be useful at all for jam or preserves.
They are very useful for jam.
So I went out and I scouted around, and sure enough, I came across two brands. I tried both of them.
Mm-hmm.
They were very good. They were delicious. What's interesting to me was they didn't have as much sugar as a sour cherry jam. Apparently, the makers in their tiny little brains think, oh, this is sour. We got to put more sugar, more sugar. Sour cherries actually do have quite a bit of sugar all by themselves, right, naturally, curiously enough. Mm-hmm. But they have something else that make them not quite what you would call a sweet cherry. Nonetheless, they overload it so that these sweet cherry jams are actually not as sweet as the sour cherry jams. It might be different for a brand that you find. With that special information, you are well informed now, and you can come back next week for
The Food Guys.